Well, good morning. We're so grateful you're with us today. We especially welcome those that are live streaming with us today. Wherever you are in the world, you're welcome here today. Can you feel the excitement in the room? Can you feel the anticipation? Well, we welcome you this morning on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Let's go to church.
Thank you. What a lovely way to start us off this morning. So, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Holly, holly, jolly, jolly. Happy, happy. Glad to see you here. It's wonderful to look out and see all your faces and have these amazing young people with us this morning. So, my name is Dr. Rita Webster, and I'm honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to those in our sanctuary and to those that are joining us online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central, and you can watch our services anytime, on demand, at our website, and on YouTube. We're delighted that you're with us for a special Christmas Eve service this morning, and we'll be back at church tonight for a beautiful 5 p.m. candle lighting service with the Unity Choir. ASL interpretation will be provided. All are welcome in person or via live stream. Next Sunday, we prepare for the new year at our 10 a.m. Burning Bowl service on Sunday, December 31st, and join a New Year celebration after the service in Friendship Hall with appetizers and special treats. Then on Sunday, January 7th, allow Spirit to reveal the word that represents your highest intention, identity for the new year at our beloved White Stone service that happens at 10 a.m. And Unity Minneapolis will move to a temporary location during our 2024 building renovation. We have two requests, ways that you can help us. Save your cardboard boxes that we can use for packing. You can deliver your flattened cardboard boxes to the Midwest room on the upper level, and shop at our ongoing circulation table that is in Friendship Hall for free kitchen items that are seeking a new home. And now, Reverend Pat leads our opening prayer.
Thank you. Join me in our opening prayer. I invite you to go to that place within, that place that only you can go. And today, as we gather on this fourth Sunday of Advent, Our hearts are full of anticipation, full of joy. And in the midst of this busy holiday season, we pause today to center our minds and spirit on the true reason for our celebration, the arrival of our teacher and way shower, Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit within, we give thanks for this beautiful community. We give thanks for family, for loved ones. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together today, and experience a deeper meaning of the season. So it is with great joy and appreciation today that we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. Let's do that again. Thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? Advent. Our four-Sunday journey into Christmas is complete today. This week, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our way-shower, who became the perfect manifestation of the Christ. This same Christ presence is born anew in us and becomes visible in our lives in this Christmas season. We began our Advent journey with hope and then decorated our lives with peace. Love is in the Bethlehem of our homes and hearts. The candle today represents joy. Let your joy show. Smile. Laugh. Yes. Be peaceful. Help others. Joy comes from inside you, so let your joy shine. And I'm going to invite Paula Brown and Kobe Brown up to light our Advent candle. Let's appreciate Paul and Cody. Thank you. Join me in prayer again. Father, Mother God, we realize the presence of your perfect pattern within us. We accept your guidance so that we may express the pattern as we live each day of the year. In joy and goodwill, we go forth to do your will this Christmas season. And in Luke, we read, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." We let our joy shine. And if you're able to, I invite you to stand as we sing our opening hymn, 279, "We Have Heard on Angels, We Have Heard on High."
We have
Thank you, and you may be seated. If you want to grow 5 inches, just step on this platform right here. Merry Christmas. What a joy to have you here this morning. It's so good to look out here and see so many of you here today as we celebrate each other and celebrate that Christ presence born within us as well. You know, I am so thrilled to see so many children in our sanctuary this morning. And I've just got to take just one moment. We have a fabulous youth and family ministry program. We do that every week. And I just want to let you know, those that are online and those that are here in the sanctuary, it is a full program from all the way from infants all the way to through high school. So it's just be great if you'd come and be a part of that anytime. Okay, enough about the commercial this morning. That's okay. As you know, Unity is an open and welcoming, inclusive community. We teach practical things that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. And one of our core values here at Unity Minneapolis is that of welcoming. So, dear friends, if you are a guest with us today, or you feel like a guest with us today, we'd like to honor your presence here today. We'd invite you, if you would, just to let us do that. We're going to do nothing drastic. Take your hand and just gently, lovingly raise it right here. We got some guests out here. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That rose that you're receiving helps identify that you are a guest. And it gives us the opportunity to identify you and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. The packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our welcoming desk in our garden court, then we have a special gift for you. Obviously, it is a joy to have you with us this morning. Those that are streaming with us, and if you're a guest, there's a link there for you to fill out, and someone will reach out and connect with you. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that I say on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guests this morning, okay? Let's affirm together our core values, and our core values are found in your order of service. Our core values together. We are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. Let's do that again together. We are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And now the reading of our daily word.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written request. You might also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is joy. We affirm, with joy I prepare for the rebirth of the Christ within. Christmas Eve brings back memories of childhood anticipation. What's in the packages under the tree? What other goodies will there be in the morning? Now I relish the anticipation of the joy my gifts will bring as I watch my loved ones opening their presents. This joy blooms in my heart as the Advent season draws to a close, and I prepare to receive my most precious gift, the rebirth of the Christ within. I still my mind and become present. I contemplate the awe of the shepherds as they heard of Jesus' birth. I think of the veneration of the kings who traveled to honor him. I surrender to feelings of awe and reverence, preparing for the joyous rebirth of light and love within me. And scripture tell us in, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." Luke 2:10. The word for today is joy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome and Merry Christmas. There is something very special about Christmas energy. There's an essence to it, a blend of hope and faith, and the possibility of miracles. There's a deep wonder of a child, and a resonant peace that soothes the soul. Here, in this Christmas energy, let us be guided into the gift of Christmas calm. Feel free to relax in your seat and take a deep breath in, and then release. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes and give yourself playful permission to notice all of your busy thoughts as you continue to breathe. Notice all the things clamoring for your attention during this holiday season. Imagine that all those thoughts are like birds fluttering around your mind. And now imagine that you can open your mind like a window and let all those feathered thoughts go winging away out into the winter sky, leaving your mind empty and still. Taking another deep breath, exhale completely, coming more fully into this moment. Your mind is quiet, your body relaxed, allowing yourself to sink just a little deeper into the surface beneath you. Feel your shoulders drop, your thighs relax. Let go of your belly and just breathe. Just for this moment, letting go, allowing yourself to slide easily beneath the busyness of the holiday, easing, slowing into the quiet that lies deep beneath the season, slipping into the true essence of Christmas. Take another deep breath. Feel yourself open up and welcome Christmas calm. Savor the soft, simple energy of peace. And from this place of deep calm, quiet, stillness, and peace, invite your soul to show you an image of something beautifully peaceful. Hold that beautiful, peaceful image lightly. Breathe and let beauty and peace wash over you. As the energy of beauty and peace wash over you, let your heart open to the gentle reminder that you are safe, that you belong, and peace is within you. Always as we enter into silence. And as we begin to come back from the quiet, know that as you move through the rest of the holiday season, that you can let everything that you find beautiful and peaceful remind you that you are safe. This is the gift of Christmas calm. You are safe, you belong, and peace is with you always. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I brought my tree down to the shore, the garland and the silver star, to find my peace and grieve no more, to heal this place inside my heart. On every branch I laid some bread, and hungry birds filled up the sky. They rang like bells around my head. They sang my spirit back to life. One tiny child can change the world. One shining light can show the way. Through all my tears for what I've lost, there's still my joy. There's still my joy for Christmas Day. The snow comes down on empty sand. There's tinsel moonlight on the waves. My soul was lost, but here I am. So this must be amazing grace. One tiny child can change the world. One shining light can show the way. Beyond these tears, for what I've lost, there's still my joy. There's still my joy for Christmas Day.
There was a grove of trees where the forest grew thick. The trees had stood there for as long as anyone could remember, their roots intertwined so that nothing could affect one without affecting them all. They were known to the inhabitants of the forest, the four-legged and those who fly, as the old ones. In the middle of the old ones stood the oldest of them all, taller and broader than the others. If one stood beneath it, one could not see where its crown touched Father Sky. And the smaller trees grew round its roots in the safety of its fastness. It was called the Ancient One, for it had known the Creator, the longest of them all. It was to this grove that the creatures of the forest and the plains, the four-legged and those who fly, gathered for counsel. Each had sent one speaker, the oldest and wisest of its kind. Snow fell on the familiar paths, and each arrived in silence. Waiting with the patience of those who have seen much, when the circle was complete, they stood listening to their hearts. And then Whooping Crane said,
"They have lost their way. There's no pattern to their journey."
Snow Goose nodded in agreement. And then Deer Mouse said softly,
"They have lost their purpose. They do not gather seeds. They do not know who they are." Tatanka the bull buffalo dropped his head low and said,
"They take more than they need and give nothing back. They do not give away."
And then Eagle spoke.
They do not see long distance. They take more than they can eat, though some are hungry. They no longer know that they are connected."
To which Fox replied sadly, with her white coat blending with snow,
"They do not know that they are beautiful. They decorate themselves with stones and hide their spirits."
And then Beaver pondered.
They think that power is what they can hold on to. They say, "This is mine," and build lodges too large so that they themselves will appear bigger.
And then Beaver pondered.
"They must make others look small so that they will look big. They have lost their names and do not know who they are."
Bear's deep voice. Grandmother Turtle, who was last to arrive, made her way slowly to the center of the council. She lifted her head so she could see all who gathered beneath the old ones. Her voice was barely audible.
"We must give away ourselves to them. We must speak to them in soft voices. We must remind them of who they are."
She paused, lowering her head into her shell. Then, suddenly, she lifted her head as high as her neck would allow.
"I will give them my shell. I will come with no protection, and they can use my shell to adorn themselves."
Around the circle, the council was silent. The wind did not blow through the trees. Not a single branch on the old ones fluttered. The forest was as still as Grandmother Turtle began her walk to the empty spot back in the circle. After a quiet moment, Whooping Crane said,
"I will teach them the patterns of life. Snow Goose and I will remind them of the seasons."
And then Deer Mouse began,
"I will teach them to gather seeds so that no one would need to be hungry. I will give them what I have stored."
Eagle searched the night sky and, without lowering her head, said,
"I will give them my feathers. Perhaps if I cannot fly, they will not feel small."
Tatanka the bull buffalo stood with his legs squarely on the earth as he spoke.
"I will give them my flesh to sustain them, and my skin to warm them. I will give myself away."
Each council member in turn rose to speak of the gift, that most costly proportion of themselves that each would give away. When the circle was complete, a new voice was heard. In the shadow of the old ones stood the creator.
"Ho, children, you will give yourselves away. They will not know that. They will say, 'See what I have taken,' and think that they have made themselves large. It is I who must give myself away. I must give away my protection and come vulnerable to their lodges. I must make myself small so that they can choose to know me large. I must give away my name so that they can know their names."
The Ancient One has stood silent. The sound of his voice had not been heard in many winters.
"Creator, how can this be? How can the great mystery become small?"
The shadow of the great tree became light, and the grove of the old ones became full of the presence of the Creator.
"A baby will be born, a child of the great mystery. He will not be born where the two-leggeds gather, but among the four-leggeds and those who can fly. He will bring love to confusion. He will bring hope to despair. He will bring love, and his name will be great."
The Ancient One began to tremble. And those who fly left its old branches, the grove of the old ones moved in its quake.
"Creator, What can I, whose name only speaks of age, give away to the great mystery, become baby? What can I do from my grove in the forest?
You will be his support. You will be his place of rest. You will hold his body. You will hold him up in the beginning and in the end.
And the Ancient One wept, partly for joy, partly for sorrow. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that Mary should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward humanity. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 through 14.
My brother, and in his name.
passion shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise. We let all within us praise His holy.
I'm going to ask the kids to come back down. Those wonderful, amazing individuals, if they would come down and come on up onto the platform. Take your places again. Come on up. Take your places where you were. And then I'm going to ask that any of the children who were not in the play, if they would like to come up and join us. Come up and join us, all the kids. Yeah, no, maybe some of them want to, and if a parent would like to come and bring your child up, that's fine too. But let's bring the kids. Yeah? Yes. Come on. Come on, girls. Let's do it. Let's bring them up. Cassidy, come on over here, baby. Cassidy. Yeah, let's bring these children up. These young people, these amazing individuals. During Advent, we've gone through hope and faith, love, peace, love, and joy. And I will tell you that watching this group do the giveaway today, and then all of these other amazing young people, I have hope. I have hope for the future. I see it in their eyes. They bring us a peace, a love, and a joy. And I hope we prove worthy of it, we adults, and support them as they move in. We would like to show our unity appreciation. We have a blessing in unity. How many of you know that blessing? For those of you who don't, Cassidy, come. come tell them what it is. Because you see, every church does it slightly differently. So I want to make sure we get the words right. And Cassidy is the one that knows how we say it here. And this is our director for Youth and Family Ministry. So you tell them what it is.
All right. It's going to be a repeat after me blessing. We love you.
We love you.
We bless you.
We bless you.
And we truly appreciate you.
And we behold the Christ in you.
Amen. Let's give them all an amazing round of applause. Thank you all. And now you may return to your parents and prepare for the candle lighting.
Before we receive our offering, I want to acknowledge a couple of people. I want to acknowledge who's not with us today, but Greg Peterson. Greg Peterson adapted this. I want to acknowledge also the creative team that is obviously listed in your order of service. I also want to acknowledge especially Dar Dockin, who's just been here, brought in there with us the whole time. And parents, I really want to thank you for coming and bringing your children to rehearsal. It was amazing as I walked by and they rehearsed. So there's a lot of effort that went into this, and we are blessed and we're grateful. Also remind you that tonight, dear friends, tonight we return here at 5 o'clock, and it is more our traditional service. Our music team will be in place. Our choir will be in place as well, and your ministerial team will be in place as well. Then also, I want to remind you that next Sunday is our burning bowl. How many knows what the burning bowl is? It's one of our more popular services, and people come, and we release those things that we do not want to carry in the new year. Also, we invite you to bring an appetizer to share with the congregation following the service as well. Also, I would like for you to remind you to remember us in your year in giving. Please remember Unity Minneapolis. So let's just take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power, knowing that there are indeed many ways to give. Those of you that are streaming with us, those ways are listed on your screen, the QR codes in the pews. So let's just center ourselves and know the good that is in our life. I'll affirm our offertory blessing, then ask you to affirm it with me, then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Invite our ushers to come forth as we receive our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. Thank you. So let's take a moment and bless these gifts. We bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our year-end giving. Bless those participating in our unexpected income program. And we acknowledge the source and that we are indeed the channel. And we send these gifts forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. The act of lighting candles during a Christmas Eve service symbolizes the arrival of the light in the midst of darkness. It represents the idea of hope, renewal, and spiritual significance of the Christ, the light of the world. It represents the Christ presence within you, and it represents the Christ presence within me, in each and every person that we encounter. We see beyond appearances, and we see the Christ presence. As we pass the light today from one candle to another, we share our love, we share our joy, and we share our goodwill. This simple act symbolizes positivity and kindness during the holiday season and reminds us to share our Christ's light this Christmas season. I'm going to invite Reverend Tony and Reverend Kevin to the platform with me. And so we have a, does anyone need a candle? If you need a candle, did not get one, please raise your hand. Here's one down front here. Anyone else need a candle? We want everybody to participate. And if you have children, or if you're an adult and want a battery-operated candle, that's fine too. Anyone need a candle? Right here on the front, please. I just also want to remind you that each candle has one of the 12 powers wrapped around it. And I like to say that this power has been specifically selected for you by the right of consciousness. You have selected this power to work with this year. So regardless of what that power is, put it somewhere you can see it. It can remind you that this is to work with this year. A few instructions as we light the candles. Number one, be careful. Number two, remember that the lit candle is always up, and those that light the candle bend their candles. So I'm going to just show Reverend Tony will light. My candle is lit from the Christ candle. Reverend Tony and Reverend Kevin will light the center row and then join me back on the platform. And the Smiths will light the aisles. And don't just light the candle. See the Christ in that person. See the goodness. See the kindness. Remember your oneness. Oneness with all that is. invite you just to gently extinguish your candle. But I also remind you, as I do myself, that this Christ light can never be extinguished within. That this Christ light is eternal, without beginning and without end. I'm going to invite our on-duty Unity Prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this sanctuary. And today they're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. So I'm going to invite you, if you're able to do so, for us to stand for our prayer for protection. It's our closing prayer. And you might want to stay for the postlude as well. It's special. I've been told that it's very special. So I have every intention to stay. And if you want to greet me, I'd love to greet you too. But let's do that out after the postlude. So let us know our prayer for protection. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. And the presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. Joy to the world. You may be seated. Okay. You may be seated.
Hang out for this postlude, people.
Five, six, seven, eight.
I believe in miracles, and I believe in magic too. Oh, I believe in Santa Claus. smiles. I believe in turning negatives to positives in love.
I believe in looking farther up, farther down we get. I believe when someone hurts us, we should forgive and forget. And
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe love should prevail at any cost. And I believe in Santa Claus.
Seems like